April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month. A new research out of Utah State University finds 1 in 7 Utah children experiences sexual abuse, higher than the national average of 1 in 9. The data also finds Utah girls experience a higher rate of sexual abuse than boys. Colleen Anderson is the associate director of the Utah Women and Leadership Project. She suspects those figures are even higher. She contends there's a gap between what folks think is happening in their communities and what's actually taking place. While the state ranks 5th in the nation for the number of people sentenced for sexual abuse, according to the United States Sentencing Commission, Anderson says the cases that actually reach the sentencing stage are only a fraction of all sexual crimes.
Sure, we need to continue with the accountability side, but we've got to start having conversations about child sexual abuse in terms of prevention. And it can't always just focus on parents and children.
The report highlights that the state did allocate funding for child sexual abuse prevention in K-6 curriculum last year, a positive according to Anderson. But she notes additional support and resources are still needed. She's calling for more investment to teach Utahns about respect, consent, and bystander intervention. If you or someone you know is a victim, you can call 801-736-4356 or 801-924-0860 for assistance in Spanish. Anderson says the state has historically focused on policies that punish offenders after abuse has happened. She adds there's a narrative that registered sex offenders are the ones folks should be worried about. But according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, in most cases, the child is victimized by someone they know and trust.
It's not the registry that we need to be focusing on. It is really understanding the vulnerabilities that our children have and the various places that individuals may insert themselves to be able to gain access.
Anderson argues that the state needs to reconceptualize its outlook on child sexual abuse and start looking at the issue from every angle.
It's much like training everyone out on the roads how to avoid a drunk driver and punishing the drunk driver after someone is killed. That's already impacting a family. And our approach to child sexual abuse has kind of been like that.
For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.